The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 385. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero. Yo, yo, yo. Adam Vail. And Brian Monjoma.
What's up?
All right, man, back with another one. As usual, Brett will show up if he shows up, whenever. You know how
well,
that
I mean,
goes.
He's probably, you know, getting back from the con or something like that, so you probably won't see him.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that's right, like, Yeah.
We'll probably ask him how it went on the next show.
On the Thursday show, yes. All right. What's going on to everybody in the chat right now? By the way, Barry, I hope you're around, because the chat may get a little crazy. Some uninvited guests after what happened today. Oh, man.
What'd they do, Ray?
You'll find out right now. All right, we're going to get right into it. Right into it, people. All right, first up here, Tumeke, who I believe is joining us in the chat tonight. So shout out to you, brother. Blitz, there he is. He's Blitz over here, you know. So his question is, I see headlines going around stating that Microsoft is involved in paying off reviewers. And while there has been a history of this with the Machinima debacle a few years ago, surely they are not dumb enough to do it again. What are your thoughts? All right, so we got to take things back a little bit.
Well,
go ahead, Adam.
This is the shit that I laugh about, especially now with Twitch and all this stuff. You got all these streamers that are clearly saying that they're being paid to advertise games, and no one gives them shit. And they're getting paid thousands. I mean, one dude came out, he got paid $10,000 to play one weekend of Apex Legends.
Yeah.
You know, so those money.
Those guys are making money, yeah, for sure. So
yeah,
anyway,
and they're
go
open
ahead.
About it.
Yeah, they are.
I don't get what
they are open about it, but apparently, so let me give you some context. So apparently, and you guys in the chat will let me know, because I literally just learned about this today after the drama that happened. Apparently, the FTC is cracking down more on influencers, saying you need to be disclosing if you're getting paid or not, right? That was going on. And then yesterday, I believe it was, so our boy Gene Park talking about how he's unsubscribing for Xbox Game Pass, right? And I had already been thinking about this for a while, because I had like a year long thing of Game Pass that expired last month. And I'm like, I don't use this thing. I should probably, you know, unsubscribe. I saw Gene do it. I'm like, okay, you know what?
You're going to do it too, right?
I'll go ahead and do it too, right? So I said on Twitter, I unsubscribe, right? Got a little bit of heat, whatever, right? But this is what happened today. People saw the FTC thing and the Game Pass thing going, oh, I know what's happening. These influencers are unsubscribing from Game Pass because they don't want it to be known that Microsoft was paying them off. Yeah.
Okay. So do they see you as an influencer?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
So videos were made with me and Gene and Paris, because Paris caught stray bullets off of this shit. You know, several videos, long Twitter spaces about this, basically saying that, you know, all the people that had been paid off by Microsoft are now trying to backtrack because they don't want the FTC to come after them. I'm not making this up. They're videos.
What did the FCC get out of this?
FTC.
What do they get?
Well, they're a regulatory body. They have to make sure.
But they don't get anything out of it. There's nothing out of what? If somebody gave you $5 for something, is that what they come out?
The thing about it is that it's, in general, it's just to combat false advertising and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, these idiots put these two things together, seeing that Tony apparently see Tony as an influencer more than he actually than an actual
I'm not an influencer at
did
all.
Did you tell anybody that you were canceled?
Yeah, I said it on Twitter.
Posted on Twitter.
So then there you go. Then,
yeah. So, well, but yeah, the thing is, they connected these two things together. Understand?
I would do that too. I would do it too.
I mean,
yeah. They're fucking idiots.
The timing looks suspicious.
Yeah, but it's like it like yo, if you know me, bro,
they don't know that.
So I just thought that was hilarious. But then, you know what? I'll say their names. They said my fucking name, right? I could say their name, right? So there's one dude named the Dreamcast guy made a video that had my tweet. So he butchered my last name. I could forgive that. He couldn't get my first name right. Apparently I'm Tommy.
Tommy Polanco?
Yeah, no, he couldn't even get that part right, you know?
So how do we know it's even you then? If he can't get the first one.
No, because he had the tweet. He screen-capped and all that, you know? Oh. And then this other guy, Marlon something, one of Hip Hop Gamer's boys, he at least got my first name right. That's because I had met him in real life, you know, but he said Tony Polanco. Where's the S? Where's the S in the name?
Polanco? These people are making up names for you now, man. Yeah. Look at that.
So, yeah, so I found that funny.
It's not that hard of a fucking name, man.
It's not at all. You know, and here's the thing. I'm going to sound fucked up right now. I can forgive white people for getting the last name right because they have a hard time spelling, you know, like pronouncing last names with a vowel in it that isn't a Y. I get that, you know, like foreign names to be exact. But like, come on, man, it's kind of silly. But I just find it hilarious how the conspiracy people were just kind of running wild with this stuff. You know, it's like, you know how much money I've made off of companies paying me? $0.00. I've never been paid. Well, I'm not an influencer. You know, I wish I was paid. I need money. You know,
that's the shit I don't understand. I don't get it. If these people, they know these influencers openly say, we saw the numbers of these guys and the money that they're making. Some of them making in the millions for shit.
Yeah.
And no one goes after them. And it's like they're praising this game and they're playing it and they're openly saying, hey, by the way, you're enjoying this. You watch me. They paid me millions of dollars to tell you that to play this. And no one gets pissed. But if they even hear a rumor that maybe anybody got any kind of money from a publication, how dare they do that? What are they doing? They're trying to control my views on things. You're supporting all these other motherfuckers.
It's hilarious because like the situation, like that one situation that happened with the GameSpot, right? And that has literally colored the whole industry.
Yeah, actually,
the whole industry.
But the one that's more relevant to this one is like Tumeke said, the thing with Machinima. It actually was found out that Microsoft
was paying them, but they didn't
disclose it. That's the problem. They didn't disclose it.
Yeah, because
you know,
part of YouTube's thing is that it's like if you're sponsored, you have to say it in the beginning of the thing, like this video was sponsored by blah 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 blah, right? And that's how you're supposed to know.
I thought that was common knowledge because when Xbox One launched, that was like one of the first apps to launch on there, and they were doing all these exclusive videos. I'm like, they definitely have some kind of partnership going on.
They just did disclose that. That was the problem, you know. But again,
in general, the order of business is like if you're sponsored by a thing, you're not supposed to be making like, you know, you're supposed to say if you're being sponsored, like the game theorist, like what he'll do is like if he has like a deal with like, he has a deal with the Marvel Pictures. All right.
Yeah.
And they paid him to do two theories on something that's Marvel related. In the beginning of his video, he'll be like, oh, yes, by the way, this video is sponsored by Marvel, you know, whatever studios or whatever video game that's coming out. And, you know, we're doing this Marvel thing. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like even to the point where like on YouTube where they have like a little, you know, cutout in the
quick, Jay Shep, to answer your question. Yes. If you're getting sponsorships on a podcast, you have to disclose that, too. That's how these things work. You know,
exactly.
I gotta just interject right now. Okay, so with influencers, no one's hiding anything. They have to disclose it. No one's hiding anything. And with game reviewers, we can't accept money because that's a breach of ethics. Can't do it, right? And this is why I've always said, if a game journalist is caught taking bribes or whatever, they're going to be fired instantly because you're not allowed to do that. With game influencers, is that they can because people kind of accept that, you know? So because I saw a comment saying, oh, like, is that why Microsoft was getting high Metacritic scores? No game. I'm telling you, I've been in this industry for 10 years. No game journalist gets paid for positive reviews. And if anybody does, they get fired. This isn't fucking like hidden, you know? It's insane to me. You know, and of course, like we talked about before, you know, what game journalist is making money off this shit? Like serious, it's hardcore Scrooge McDuck money, you know?
We've seen from the history, you could actually get fired for the reverse.
That's what I'm saying. You get fired, you know?
No, from reverse of not even doing it. Remember GameSpot, the dude that went for Giant Bomb.
Yeah, well, that was obviously shady. Yeah,
he shit on the game because the game was no good, and then he got let go.
Yeah, he got let go, and obviously they, you know, GameSpot got a lot of heat for that, and that never happened again. You know, so that's just the way it is. That's my point. If something like that does happen, it's exposed really quickly, and things are dealt with. Right. That's my whole point.
I think the thing also is what it was part of is because they were also. I don't think it was necessarily that. I think it was also because they were actually being sponsored. They weren't looking for a good review, but literally their advertisements for Kane and Lynch would show up on their websites, and they had some sort of deal with. So they probably were like, you know, hey, you know, this is pretty damn harsh, you know.
Yeah,
you should change this. Kane and Lynch. I like that one. We played it. It was good. It's a good co-op game.
It was the second one, right? That got the.
It was either one or two.
Yeah. By the way, Elko, a new listener, what's going on, man? He says they did it in the Passive Driver 3. Yeah. And when I got exposed, it was bad. It looked bad. You know, that's my whole point.
But you know what?
But again, like Driver 3, how long ago was that? Like 20 years ago?
That's what I'm saying. Like, dudes are bringing up old shit. The industry has changed. It's not like that anymore, you know?
Look now with all these shootings, the kid that did that shooting and to go back to it's all the same thing. They all go to the old tropes. As soon as something comes up, oh, well, they must be paid off. Oh, it must be the games that's causing kids to. This is just the way it's a cycle. It's a cycle.
Yeah, it's insane.
If Microsoft was paying, especially major outlets and major game reviewers,
it would be bad, dude.
Yeah. It would be bad, but also they'd be doing a shitty job because their games don't get as much praise as other games do.
That's right, yeah.
So you know, that's why I don't think this is happening. Maybe there's wink winks, you know, in some places where it's like, oh, like, you know, like Giant, or was it Giant Bomb? I forgot which.
But again, you have to bring that up years ago. Shit, that happened fucking
yeah, that, that's been a while.
Ago. Yeah.
Well, the only shady practices that I've seen that, I mean, it's legit and it seems like, well, they're sort of paying is when they fly people out to fancy places, fancy hotels, give them all accommodation. That can cloud a judgment right there.
That's what, here's the thing. And by the way,
they were treating me right.
Yeah.
They're not being disrespectful. And I've seen it where a certain person that I follow, I was like, oh, he's always straightforward with things. And he brought it up and there was a certain product and he was like, well, it's not great. And everybody else shit on the product because they had a lot of flaws. He refused to acknowledge these, but he was open that they flew him out to Europe and they did all this other stuff. So yeah, he told everybody the truth. They did find out, but then clearly it clouded his judgment. Cause I think if they didn't, he would have really pushed on the issues of this, the failures of this device, and he didn't. So I think that plays a part also, but it's not.
Yeah. By the way, and I'm, as a person who has been flown out to many events, that shit never sways me at all. It's like, oh, thank you for the hotel. Thank you for the flight. Your game still sucks. I was going to say Konami flew me out to Seattle to review the new Contra game. I gave it a bad review. It was a bad game. I don't give a fuck if they flew me out there, you know, because at the end of the day, my reputation would be hurt if I lied about this shit, you know,
and he knows a guy that worked on it.
Yeah,
me.
Exactly.
That didn't even sway because, to be honest, number one, I don't want, like, as far as any of this stuff goes, just because I'm involved, just because of any of this stuff. Hey, I don't have control over the gameplay. I just had to control over the artwork in the game. But I don't want people to make any sort of exceptions just because they know the guy they know somebody who actually worked on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, again, just to sum it up real quick, one of the guys who worked on the game, my best friend in the whole world, the PR person, one of my favorite PR people. I got flown to Seattle for the first time, wined and dined, all that shit. I gave that game a bad review because it was a shitty game. You know, by the way, shout out to Manny's Cat, you know, but so that stuff does not happen. Like, it's just fucking conspiracy theories. You know, for a lot of people, I'm just going to say a lot of ignorant people who think they know how the industry works when they fucking don't, you know, and it's really frustrating. They hear this nonsense, you know.
I don't understand what they think. There's no reason for it. If they're paying millions for Twitch streamers to do shit, they don't need.
Yeah.
Going down all their little
or you know, even related, it's like, oh, you get free game codes. You always give good reviews. So I don't. Yeah, I gave them a lot of bad reviews to games. Like, thank you, but your game's still crap. You know.
But the thing about it is that like in other words, it's still done professionally. You don't like
professionally, obviously.
You can't. Yeah, you don't curse and say it's garbage.
No, no, right? Obviously not.
And here's the counter to all that. When people always come off and say, oh, they're getting game, it's like, all right, well then look at their review and compare it to others. And this, if this person is glory, oh, it's the best game fucking ever, and it's getting twos and threes from, then it's just, it's suspect. But that's, if it's not, then just accept it. People have to. It's no different than movie reviews. Movies get sent out because they need to screeners. They need people to talk about it to get their views out there. So are all they paid off? Is everybody paid off? Same thing with books. I mean, this happens with everything. Music, all of it. This is how things get reviewed and get talked about. They do this not to be nice. They do it to get the word out so they can promote their product. They take that chance if it's going to be good or bad, but they have to put it out there.
Yeah. Oh, here's a question. Chris, maybe you could answer this. To make it goes, I'm not from the U.S., but would the FTC get involved if it's not a thing? Why would this even come up as something they are investigating?
Well, anybody can file an FTC complaint, just like anyone could file, like if you trade stocks, could file an SEC complaint against a company, right? Then if there is a sufficient reason, they'll investigate. If it's bullshit, they won't, right? So there might be either multiple complaints to the FTC about the same issue, and then they decide to open up an investigation. But if it was just one person going, I'm pissed, I'm going to file an FTC complaint. Okay. And maybe they partially look into it and go, and this is bullshit. But if like 100 people complain about the same thing, then I'm like, maybe there's something here. Okay, we'll look at it. Right? That doesn't mean there's merit to it. It just means you brigade enough to get them to start it.
Yeah, it's essentially something that the Bible Belt used to do back in the day when they used to not like certain content. They used to file complaints to the government and, you know, send thousands and thousands of letters to try to, you know, essentially throw a monkey wrench into something. So this situation could just be a bunch of people who don't like the narrative of something saying, no, we want you to be investigated, you know, and then having getting their people together to start complaining.
Yeah,
I think the other issue also, I don't know, you said it yourself, a majority of people that follow you are not Xbox fans. They're not fans of the console. That's just, so why would anyone even double question you saying, you know what, I'm going to cancel Game Pass? I mean, if you don't really care about the
console, but you got to understand, because I have a lot of new people that follow me that are like more, they're Sony guys who think I'm an Xbox, understand? So they're always looking into this stuff, which is, again, I'm like, I don't own an Xbox. I just unsubscribed from Game Pass. How am I an Xbox?
How about this? Just change your gamer pick to just your trophy and see the platinums. That's it.
Yeah.
And that should answer all the questions.
Yeah. By the way, that's happened a couple of times. Like, oh, this guy's a fake gamer. Look at his gamer scores. My gamer score is fucking pathetic. It's like 10,000. And then, but eventually somebody go, yo, look at his PSN score though. You know, then
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That'll shut him up right there.
Yeah, but I don't even give a fuck about that. You know?
You do. You do. Because
no, I don't care.
People that you're telling people that you're off Game Pass, you're giving in, you're volunteering information they don't need to know.
Yeah.
You're doing that. So then go ahead.
No, I said I don't care about, you know, whether people think I'm a real gamer. I don't give a shit about that. It's just, listen, I just go out there and I say things to, I don't care about that. It's funny to me, man. You know, I just start conversations because some people go, why did you need to say that? I say a lot of shit. You know,
you said you'd unsubscribe from Netflix too.
Yeah, I did. You know, no one gave me shit about that. You know, ain't that
Netflix? No, man, the Netflix is coming after you, man. You know, they're coming.
I did say that. I unsubscribed for Netflix. Nobody gave me shit about it. I subscribed to Game Pass. But here's the thing, right? So they don't like it when I'm subscribed to Game Pass. They don't like it when I'm unsubscribed to Game Pass. So I can't win.
You don't win.
Can't like win. Can't win.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it comes sort of with the territory now, because there's a lot of people who think that you're pushing their narrative,
mm-hmm.
and trying to confirm their biases. So they're you know, they're in the front line. They think you're in the front lines with them when on one topic, but when they notice that you're not shilling for whatever fucking plastic that they praise, then they turn on you.
Yeah. Oh no. 100% right.
Here's the funny thing is that
religion, politics, it's always this. Sports. Here's the
funny,
all of it.
Here's the funny thing. It's like you're not taking any sides on any of them. You see what looks good, then that works. Granted, you say you prefer PlayStation stuff, but in general, you can't deny when something is working out really well for somebody else, right?
Listen, like,
the Game Pass thing seems to be working pretty good. You said that.
Yeah, but many times. And here's the thing. Here's something I've tweeted and said on the show many, many times. I've always said Xbox Game Pass is a great service, but it doesn't have any fucking games. Game Pass is basically like the PlayStation Vita. Let's keep it real here. Great piece of technology, no games. It's the same thing. You know, so you could have two different thoughts there. But people are too simple-minded. They don't seem to understand that, you know?
What was the last Microsoft exclusive game?
Don't remember.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's it right there. For someone to say, oh, well, then you were paid off this time. Where? You didn't do the latest Forza. You didn't do the latest Halo. You didn't do any of that shit.
I legit don't remember the last
one. There you go. That's it. So if someone says it, I'm like, all right, so call me out on it. Which one? Which Microsoft exclusive
that I praised? Let me know which one, because I forgot.
Yeah, exactly. Because, if you were such a sponsored, paid-off journalist on this field, then shit, show me the reviews. Show me the glowing reviews of all these latest first-party titles that you think that you covered when you didn't.
Yeah, it's hilarious,
it's
man.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. But by the way, who said this? Somebody goes, Tony, say something about Nintendo. No, I learned my lesson. I don't speak about Nintendo on Twitter. I've said this on last week. That shit cost me a job. Those people are vicious. Don't go after Nintendo people. They're brutal. You think the Xbox guys and Sony guys are bad? No. Nintendo guys are the absolute worst. Don't mess with those guys, you know? But yeah,
it's disappointing that people have to come after somebody just because they don't like something that they said.
Yeah. By the way, where is GTA 5 on Switch?
I mean, they just did come out with an HD collection, right? Where's that HD collection on the Switch?
I'm just saying, anyway, let's move on.
It's there.
It's there, but where's GTA 5, though?
GTA 5 is not there. The other one.
I'm just saying. Anyway, let's move on. We got a bunch of questions tonight.
Just a few things. Okay, so although that you guys are saying all these things, you also have to understand the flip side of the coin. Like, when you have IGN with the podcast, and I think it was like three of them or four of them, like, on their podcast defending Fallout 4 while wearing Pip Boys on their arm, things look very suspect. That's, again, like, you can say that, okay, people aren't influenced and whatnot, but when you see that, then questions start to get raised, because then it's like, okay, like, these guys, they are clearly saying stuff that's right, contrary to, like, the actual game itself.
See, but Brian, those podcasts IGN had, there was a Podcast Beyond, which is all PlayStation. Of course, they're fanboys. They had Xbox 360 Fanboy, which later turned into Podcast Unlocked. They are fanboys dedicated. That's expected. I would think it's expected for all of them.
He's talking about third-party games, you know, but I see where Brian's coming from. Optically, it looks bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good look. It's like sitting in a yellow chair and then professing claims about the game being, like, really great, you know? Again, questions will just arise. Thank you, Carlos. Questions will just flare up because, again, these things just look very suspect, because it's like, hold on, what's going on here? So, again, like, you can sit here and we can say that, okay, like, people aren't being swayed and whatnot, but that's the thing. Like, you guys are not being swayed. But then what about the rest of the people?
Could it just be that they're like, I'm wearing a Division hat. I generally love the franchise. They're not paying me for this shit. I'm not got an Ubisoft check coming every month for this. I just love the franchise.
There's a difference between loving the franchise and overlooking the flaws of said franchise. Like, I am pretty sure that all of us here can sit down and turn around and say, okay, this is our favorite game in the world, but these are the things wrong with that game.
Right? Has that happened before, though, where, like, a journalist said there's absolutely nothing wrong with this game, even though it's, like, messed up?
I don't know. I don't follow journos.
Yeah, that, but that's my point. That doesn't happen, Brian. That's my point. That doesn't happen.
There is no perfect game.
You can have fanboys, but somebody will call out some of the things, even if they do love it.
Remember those Nintendo games? Was it Odyssey, whatever, that got perfect scores? Or was it Breath of the Wild that got like freaking 10
out of 10 and shit? Well, I chalked that up to just Nintendo fanboys, man. I'm just being honest.
Well, I mean, they weren't
paid
off. Nintendo,
yeah, they weren't paid off by Nintendo, obviously. There's just huge fanboys, you know? That's just how it is. So there's I'm not saying there's no bias in the industry. There obviously is, you know, but like and I'm not speaking about influencers. Those guys are paid off, you know, but they have to disclose that. Journalists, you cannot be paid off. You'll be fired, you know, and your whole publication will be thrown into question, you know.
It looks bad for everyone.
But then what about the idea of access media?
What do you mean?
The idea that these guys are, I won't say that they're willing, but they tend to push more favorably towards the stuff that they receive in order to get the next product so that they can
That's bullshit, though. I'm technically access media. I don't do that stuff, you know?
No, I'm not saying that you do, but I'm saying that other people.
Listen, there could be, but I'm just saying the company isn't going, here's a check, write something good. If they do that directly, that's bad. That's going to get called out instantly, as it has in the past. Understand?
Well, it'll only get called out if people find out. I mean, that's generally how like the world works.
Yeah,
like,
but that's my point.
Once people know that it's happening, then it gets called out. But if no one knows that it's happening, then the thing will just continue to happen. Again, yeah,
Brian, there's a difference. When that happens in the journalism space, that journalist is gone. When that happens in the influencer space, it's just an influencer.
Yeah.
You know, that's the point.
It's weird. They're under a different standard. Same thing with YouTubers. They do the same shit.
Yeah. Well, they're influencers, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's all linked to the shit. So they get special
treatment. Yeah. All right, man.
What's up? I do agree with one point that Brian mentioned. When it comes to the optics, sometimes it can seem a little bit fishy. Although, the one with the Fallout, I was just curious about what was the thing that they were defending with Fallout 4?
Yeah, what did they defend?
They were defending just the bad press the game was getting because people were saying that it was a buggy mess at launch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I the optics are just a bit weird. It's like, so you're saying
optically could be
to us that the game is not that buggy at launch and people are just complaining while wearing Pip Boys on your wrist. Okay.
Was it a certain platform that they were playing on? For example, Cyberpunk, right? Remember Cyberpunk came out in reviews, but everybody had a PC version. And then when a console came out, I was like, this is a hot mess. What the fuck are you talking about?
Could it also be a situation that game studios are also trying to control the outcome of the review by not giving every single bit of the information that is needed for a proper review?
Well,
Cyberpunk
2077, they purposely gave reviewers the PC version of the game, which was the best one, and they only let them play the first couple hours, which are the best optimized one. Game studios have done this shit before. That's just a fact, you know?
Yeah, and I put that on the game studio. They're lying.
Or how many times have a certain, you know, like whenever you would hear about a Kojima game, they will not tell you how long the cinematics were. They keep a lot of those things under wraps because they're trying to control the narrative.
Yeah.
And if you are, you know, that's not the game journalist, that's the video game companies themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to call out anything, you need to start calling out some video game studios for essentially trying to control what a reviewer see and don't see so that their reviews come out a certain way.
Well, also there is it was Nintendo's ambassador program, remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
So they were basically telling YouTubers they could only review certain games or talk about certain games. These aren't even journalists, by the way. This was all YouTubers. They could only talk about certain games. They had to be they themselves had to be approved by Nintendo, and Nintendo could only do certain titles, and it better have been good reviews. And when anyone outside of that talked about a game, Nintendo would flag their fucking videos, and they had to give Nintendo a cut of their monetary
revenue.
It was the fucking most obscene access media shit you'd ever seen. That program was embarrassing.
Yeah, do you remember?
Nobody seemed to call that shit out, did they? They all fell in line on that one, didn't they?
They cried when it ended, though. I saw a lot of these guys. You're complaining. I don't know why I got kicked from it. I did everything right. Blah 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 blah. They were It's,
they all fell in line.
They only got pissed when they came from it.
Yeah,
literally them. Yeah. It's literally them trying to control the narrative, and nobody even fucking questions that shit. Oh, yeah. Because with Nintendo, they're for kids. Yada yada. No, they're they're a fucking toy company trying to control the information.
Yeah, and meanwhile, with the access, you had to pay them for access, right? They were getting a cut of your money from your videos. Yeah.
No one talks about that, right? You know, come on now. Nintendo up to always up to some shady shit. You know. All right, let's move on because we do have a bunch of questions tonight. Next up here, this one is interesting and please let me know if you guys have heard this. Also from Tumeke, if other headlines are to be believed, who the fuck knows these days, you know? But did Microsoft really turn down the chance to make a Marvel game to focus on Halo and Forza? I never heard of this.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't heard any of this.
All right, so we're not gonna entertain that. So we'll move on. Nobody knows about that shit. Your cat's very chatty tonight.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't like it when doors are closed. So
no cat likes that shit.
Oh, so
makes sense.
He's being a bum.
Makes sense. Right, understandable. We get a nice. Yep. All right. Next up, we got Jay Shep, who's been joining us tonight in the chat. What's going on, brother? All right. He says last week Xbox outsold PlayStation for the first time in 8 years in Japan, thanks to the Series S. This was obviously due to the chip shortage and a lack of PS5 consoles. Should Sony be concerned with the amount of their fan base that now owns Xboxes worldwide? No, they're fine. No, Sony's fine. They're still winning, bro. They're fine.
They need to be concerned is the perception that they have in Japan. It has nothing to do with this. That other issue that they're dealing with, people feel they're being censored.
Well, the censorship, right?
That's what they need to be concerned about.
Yeah, they need to do something about that.
Yeah, change in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... Even if it's a blip, like a couple of blips on the radar, I find it hard to believe that this will lead to any sort of substantial momentum, especially in Japan. And you know, the chip shortage is another thing. It's just it's making it harder and harder for people to get these things. And I didn't know to what extent it was in Japan, considering that Microsoft is also selling systems there. But it's significant. And but no. No, I don't think it's anything that's going to change the mold or change the sort of the direction of where, you know, the PlayStation 5 at the end of the day is going to reach its end.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry. We're good. Moving on here, next question. The Nintendo Switch has been pretty consistent in its exclusives. And by the way, Chris, I want you to be the first one to answer this one. The Nintendo Switch has been pretty consistent in its exclusives and first-party releases in 2022. Sony has already released three first-party games since March with Ragnarok and Final Fantasy 16 also appearing. That game's not coming. We're not counting. That shit's not coming this year.
And it's not a first-party.
It's not a first-party either, you know. Many Xbox fans claim the Rona is the reason for Xbox's lack of AAA first-party and exclusives. My question is, why does the Rona only seem to affect Xbox studios? Real quick, every studio is affected. But go on, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Like, every studio was affected by coronavirus. I mean, Japan shut down hard, and there was delays across the board. So I don't specifically think that's an Xbox problem. But Nintendo has their stuff spread out between different studios, so maybe they did suffer delays. I mean, look at Zelda. Zelda is like immensely fucking delayed. You know, you have a game here. You have a game that is just the first Breath of the Wild released in 2017, right? They said the second game is just using the first game stuff. They added some to the map, but they have the assets and all this stuff. That game should not take an additional 7 years to come out, right? Not when they did the same thing with Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask came out a year later, which had a new map, right? So there's something wrong, and you know that you could chalk it up to that, and you know anybody could use that. Sony has used that as an excuse too. Remember they dipped on GDC and all that stuff. They're like, oh, Rona, we can't show anything, and they bowed out of a whole bunch of events. So this is not exclusive to Microsoft. Microsoft has also acquired a bunch of studios and started up a bunch of projects. Those projects take years and years to materialize into product. So I don't. Did he say that Microsoft said it was Rona that is the delay or fans? That many fans?
Yeah, many fans. Well, because literally every company has said that. You know, that's why. Yeah. Here's the thing. I agree that Xbox obviously hasn't released as many games, but Sony is not releasing as many games as they normally would. Nintendo certainly isn't, as Chris just pointed out. So everybody's affected. It's not just Microsoft. You know.
Yeah.
Every studio was affected by the Rona, obviously, especially during the early periods in 2020 when no one knew what the hell was going on. And it affected everything. But I feel like 2022, everyone that's using the Rona as an excuse for not releasing a game, especially a game that's maybe announced after 2020, after Rona started, is just using it as an easy excuse to, you know, show their negligence of planning a video game in this time of day. And it's not exclusive to Microsoft. As a whole, I feel like it's just affected everyone. Whether it's actually the Rona or not, people are delaying games obsessively, and it's getting ridiculous at this point. Like, where we don't even trust release dates anymore.
Yeah. By the way, Carlos, I kind of slightly disagree with what you said about how we started feeling the effects in 2020. Not really, because games were already kind of done. We really started feeling it last year, and especially this fucking year. You know,
I guess I misspoke. I just meant that the causation of this was due to the early 2020 when we didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, but I just had to say that everything you said, I agree with. You know, although, how could you possibly prepare for something like that? You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I do agree.
Yeah.
And again, these companies are so big, they're kind of slow to shift. Think about it like this, right? Indie companies, they haven't had a problem. You know why? Because they're used to working from home anyway, you know? So most indie games, there have been indie games delayed. Don't get me wrong, but the vast majority of them have been trucking along because it hasn't really affected their work with these massive companies and stuff where they're all used to working in an office. You know, it's been a hard shift for sure. So everybody's been affected. But I still maintain, I keep saying this and I'm going to keep saying it again. Both consoles shouldn't have released in 2020. Rona or no Rona, they were not ready for prime time. Sony had no fucking games. Microsoft had no fucking games. You know?
It's funny because, like, virus or not, you could see that they didn't have everything together for it. Yeah. If they had delayed it for maybe a year, you know, like put it out in 2021, you know, when there was a little bit more and obviously a lot more was ready in that time, or even late 2021, you know, I would feel like that would have been a better time.
Yeah, November 2020 would have been better. You know, even with the Rona, I think it would have been better, because I would have been like, oh, we got to shift things around now, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Like, again, yes, PlayStation had more exclusives. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. But a lot of them were fucking cross-gen, you know? So, and like, what was the biggest?
You can literally count on your fingers how many of them were not.
Like, actual exclusives. Astro's Playroom, that was an actual exclusive, right? Demon's Souls 5 was technically an exclusive for PS5, but it's a fucking remake of a PS3 game, you know? And then you had to wait until, when was it, March? Until Ratchet and Clank? Come on now, you know? And then, yes, Horizon Forbidden West, fucking awesome game. Love that game. Got the platinum. Cross-gen game. Elden Ring, my game of the year, right? That's not a Sony exclusive, obviously. Fucking cross-gen. This generation has half-baked. I've been saying this since before the generation started. You know, I'm not saying nothing new, you know, but the Rona just, you know, made things worse. You know, this is why this generation, Carlos, this generation, I feel the way you did about last gen at the same time. You know, whack.
Well, I feel even more strongly about you know? This generation than I did last one. So I'm with you, man. It's, you know, at least last generation, it took what, maybe 2-3 years to see. So we're on year two, and we're about to be on year two. So
Returnal. Yeah, that is an exclusive, but that's. No, sorry about that. No.
That game is whack.
Yeah, the game is not. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to say it's whack, but it's not a system seller. It's not for everybody. It's not a system seller. I'm not going to go that far. But it's not a system seller for sure. MLB, that's not even on fucking PlayStation anymore. You know?
It's on PlayStation.
You know what I'm saying? It's not exclusive anymore. It's on Xbox. On Xbox. You know, it's not exclusive anymore. Sorry about that. Sony has released as much titles on Xbox that. No, what? Siri Network goes, Sony has released as much of titles on Xbox than Xbox has their gamers. I don't understand what that means. I don't know.
So you're saying, like,
that they don't have as many diehard gamers as opposed to comparable to the amount, like, so they're not producing the games and they also have no, it sounds like.
No. The way I read it is Sony has released more games on Xbox than Xbox has released more games on Xbox, which I don't think is true. It's funny to think about, but yeah, because MLB The Show is one of them. But I can't. Is there another game that, you know, that's not you know, Forza and Halo and stuff?
Microsoft, I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just a fact. Everybody's been struggling. It's not just Xbox. Although Xbox definitely has it fucking worse. Let's just be real here. You know, what would it have? Halo. Look at that shit.
Oh, they have Halo.
I mean, Forza isn't that cool.
Forza Horizon 5 was fucking dope, but it's a racing game. You know.
Oh, that's people like cars.
Yeah, but it ain't moving systems. It ain't moving systems. All right, man, let's move on. More questions to answer. One subset who has been joining us tonight as well. This one's fun. Okay, the closed beta of WB's Multiverse is available. If you've played it, what do you think? Has anybody here played this game?
No, didn't bother. It just looks like another one of those Super Smash Brothers clones.
I have, because I got a code for it, and it's a Super Smash Brothers clone. I'm just being honest. I'm not into those kind of games, so this was the same type of deal. Like, yes, it's cool having, you know, Wonder Woman versus Arya Stark in the Batcave. That's cool, but it's a Smash Brothers game. So, yeah. It also reminds me, graphically and the interface, reminds me a lot of Fortnite. So, yeah.
I definitely think that they were trying to go for that sort of toyetic looking look that the Fortnite. I mean, I did one thing I didn't
Manny,
like
Manny,
about
Manny,
that.
Manny, hold on. What did you say?
Toyetic.
Toyetic? Is that a thing?
Toyetic.
Whoa. Back up. You got to teach Tony stuff. I didn't know this. So,
yes.
Something that looks very much something a toy.
Yeah, it's used
to a toy form.
Yeah, it's interesting. In other words, like you could say that Kingdom Hearts is very toyetic because of the accessories and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say that any of the Disney movies are very toyetic because they can do all kinds of. It's just that's
sort of, I've never heard this term. I'm gonna look this up. That's cool. I've always said toy looking. That's just a name for it. It's toy. Great. Because I literally thought them like, hey, they look like toys, you know.
It's definitely like that game is looking, that's one thing I do like about that thing, is that it has a unique style to, like, it has a
toyetic
not a toyetic style, but it has a solid style as opposed to being a smash together of a bunch of different styles.
Yeah.
You know, Tom and Jerry, they look like themselves, but they also look like they also fit in the world of the way all of those characters are portrayed. So
yeah,
they look like they still fit in with Shaggy, and they still look like they fit in with Batman too.
Yeah.
Like Batman's not like realistic style, and you know, those guys are, they all sort of fit in a generalized style. Very toyetic looking.
Yeah, toyetic. Oh, with an E, not an A. Okay, cool. Interesting. So if you like Smash Brothers, you'll like it. If you don't, you don't. You won't, you know.
They did change some things. For the hell of it, I just watched a little bit of that one SGC guy, that guy with the long hair and the beard, the blonde haired guy. I can't remember what the hell that guy is. He's constantly doing fighting games, and he's looking through it, and he's like,
that Maximilian guy?
Yeah, that guy. He was talking about it. That apparently, cool. there's no real blocking in that game, apparently.
Tony,
Oh, go ahead.
I got to disagree with you on one thing now.
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
If you like Super Smash Brother clones, then you'll like it. The Smash Brothers community is really
Nickelodeon was pretty good. That was pretty.
Yeah, but they're really defensive about Smash Brothers. So I don't know if all of them appreciate, you know, the clones.
Yeah, because there's the Nickelodeon clone. You know,
yeah.
There's a PlayStation. There's a PlayStation one that released.
Yeah. That game, like a whack.
What was it called? Was it an All Stars?
Yeah, it was some All Stars bullshit. Like it was
Nickelodeon
All
Stars.
The PlayStation All Stars. PlayStation All Stars.
That was it. PlayStation All Stars.
Yeah, whack. It was whack. But then I don't like these Smash Brothers games. You know. So.
Yeah. if I'm going to play one of those, even though the Nickelodeon one was fun because it had Turtles and some other ones, I'd just stick with Smash Bros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And Smash right. Bros. Already got like a million characters anyway.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You can be Snake and everybody.
All right, man. Moving on. Next question. One subset again. Why doesn't Capcom go back to the original Resident Evil Outbreak 1 and 2 formula with a few tweaks? The tech for that type of game wasn't there in the early days of PS2. Weren't those games bad? Like, I could be wrong, but weren't they bad?
Chris, you played the offline version of those games, right?
Yeah, I played the first Outbreak game. And listen, the ideas were good in it. I mean, I'm not going back to tank controls. That game played like old Resident Evil, you know, with the fixed camera and all that stuff. And here's the thing, like, they've released plenty of these online companion games with the Resident Evil, like 2 Remake and 3, like, you know, RE Verse and all this stuff. They're not catching on. Nobody's playing them. So why would anybody care about a networked Outbreak?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What was the one that came out a few years ago was Umbrella something?
Oh, Umbrella Core was terrible.
Is that the latest one that's out? That one was bad.
No,
you know? There was REverse.
That's what I'm thinking about. REverse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, so they're trying this. If you're talking about doing a story mode, a co-op story mode, like Outbreak, where you have multiple people playing in the same world, I mean, like RE5 kind of did that where you could assume the helper character and stuff. Mm-hmm. And 6 did it too, so you could do something like that, I guess. It depends what they're doing with the story games, or doing if they're doing another Revelations game, because you could play the secondary character also in that.
Yeah.
But if you're saying go back to tank controls, I'm out.
Oh, fuck that.
I think he just means like take that sort of like online survival, like, you know, line that sort of thing that they did in Outbreak, but with essentially with modern controls and stuff, but you know, where everybody's sort of trying to survive. But to be honest, you know what that is? That's like Left 4 Dead. So these things already exist.
Yeah, yeah. And they've tried. They actually that Resistance game they did was that. It was you play with like 4 people and you're surviving against it's an asymmetrical game, so one guy is like the dungeon master and he's setting up all the zombies and everything, and you got to survive. Like they're not going to do Outbreak. They're trying all these other things which nobody cares for either. So I think they're trying these things to see if there's an interest in Outbreak, and honestly it's not there. None of these Resident Evils do well.
Yeah, they don't. None of them. Yeah. Was there another one like before REverse that was like more open worldish or something? I don't know, but it was like a big kind of game or whatever. It just failed. They all fail, you know.
Yeah, they all failed. Yeah.
But I think Resident Evil in general needs to stop doing the multiplayer stuff because it just doesn't work. Yeah. All right, man. Hold on. What am I seeing in the chat right now? So something about June 12th. What's that? I'm not expecting much from that shit, to be honest. I'm really not. I said this last week though.
Gotta have something.
I don't know.
If they didn't have anything, don't even put on a damn show.
57 minutes, 58, you know?
And they never really said it was going to be all about Starfield, so now we definitely know it's not about Starfield, so they gotta have something.
We'll see.
It better not be, oh, look, we got a new dongle to connect to your TV, give you Game Pass.
You know,
the Kinect is coming back.
It's coming back with a lifesaver.
I saw some people going like, oh, maybe you'll resubscribe after June 12th. Whatever they announce on June 12th is not going to be available on June 12th.
That's the other thing. Who gives a shit? If you don't want, you don't want.
That's what I'm saying. Why do you give a fuck what I do with my money?
I canceled that shit a while ago, and I'm full back, and I canceled that shit. I was open about it. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll be back when it's something I want.
There you go.
Why do they care if you're subscribed or not?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
People are weird, dude.
Listen, you don't need Tony to validate your purchase. If you think Xbox is the greatest thing ever, then enjoy it. Like, he can decide that he's not worth his money. That's how shit works.
I mean, not everybody's box is like Dutch. My box brainwashes me. Like, he tells me shit. I know I shouldn't know. He gave me $5. Yeah, no damn reason. And it was safe. It's like, here's $5.
Oh, so you're the one that's getting paid off.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely getting paid off. They're definitely helping me out. And it's probably what we talked about before, that whale mentality, keep feeding a whale. And that's what's going on. They see, and then they're like, oh, here. It's like being at the casino and they just keep giving me free drinks. It's that type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I just got a text from Brett. I will read it. I told him, because he was like, oh, I'm coming back for a show. I'm like, yeah, the fellas told me. I hope you had a good one. He goes, it was a bit rough on the back, and I didn't really compete. I'll tell you about it later. But overall, it was good and served its purpose. That's good.
Spread the word. I think that was a purpose. Spread the word about the tattoo shop.
Well, I mean, part of doing art, you know, freelance art or what Brett does, which is pretty much like freelance, is that, you know, this part of the promotion and trying to get asses in seats. So if he's doing stuff at the show, that means that more people will, you know, get exposed to his work and get to see what he's doing.
Damn, man, if you come to town, we can hang out with Brett also.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because he's in this parts too. He's only an hour and a half from
me. Yeah, me coming from Chicago is a lot longer than going
to Brett. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on. Drunken Guardian, who's also been in the chat. I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, you know? We met him on Craigslist. He was selling a feed maker. I'm like, what the fuck?
He goes, what does, Drunken Guardian. Not to be confused with Drunken Demon, you know? Got a fucking alcoholics around here, man.
Exactly. Maybe the same person, who knows?
It could be, you know. What does the panel think about the classic PS Plus lineup announcement and how it convoluted it seems? Is it a potential competition for Game Pass? Well, here's the thing. He's talking about the lineup, the classic lineup specifically. He's just talking about the games. So in that sense, in my opinion, it's better than Game Pass because, like, PlayStation has better franchises than Xbox, in my opinion, you know?
I agree with that, but with PlayStation 1 games, quality, is that blown up on a 4K? That's worse than Switch.
Yeah, that could be bad. Maybe Jim Ryan was right, you know? Nobody wants to see those old games.
You heard about this?
Yeah, I heard about that, trophies.
That's something that they had, you know, in the Gears for a long time, remember? They had a patent for that. You know, you were going to earn trophies on old games. So somehow they managed to get, old OG PlayStation 1 and PSP games run natively.
Yeah. In terms of the library, at least as far as I'm concerned, PlayStation has a better library than Xbox. But, I don't know. We'll see. again, it's just old games. I played these already, man. You know, that's also my problem, because the main reason I unsubscribed from Game Pass, I'm like, Game Pass is fantastic if you play old games. Great. But I don't play old games like that. Same thing with PlayStation. I'm like, why am I going to go to this higher tier to play old shit that I already own? You know, no point. For no point.
Especially with PlayStation.
PlayStation. Exactly.
You don't play sport game, the EA stuff.
I don't play that stuff.
Sport, and that's what I enjoy about it. But if you're not utilizing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because some people are going, oh, what about PlayStation? What about PlayStation? I'm like, bro, I'm not subscribing to any of those other tiers either, you know?
Yeah.
People are funny, man.
It's,
I swear.
It's one or the other. It's that whole thing. It's got to be one of, you can't just be like in the middle. No. It don't work that way.
No, you have to be one or the other, and that's it, you know? All right, moving on here. Logic Wins, who has also been in the chat tonight. What's going on, brother?
Yo.
Oh, this might be a little controversial.
Uh-oh.
He's hanging out with Rich.
he goes, according to Push Square, the website, PS1 games will be enhanced or remastered for modern consoles. Despite Hip Hop Gamer confirming the remastering engine years ago, we all know he won't get the credit he deserves. My question is, why is Hip Hop Gamer overlooked? Yet I see Jeff Grubb getting invited to gaming podcasts every week to give his predictions on this.
They don't take them serious. We talked about
that. They don't. You know, we said this many times.
The industry doesn't take Hip Hop Gamer seriously.
They see him as a character.
That's what it is.
So even when he is right about stuff, they're, you know, they just dismiss him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got the hot takes on that one. Remember, he came on the show and talked about it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
crazy.
Yeah.
That sounded crazy. The guy was drunk. We were at this party. He told me all this shit. We're like, whoa. And look at him.
That's one of our highest rated. That's one of our highest viewed episodes. We literally took that. We should bring him.
That should be episode 400.
Episode 400 is coming. Just saying.
Yeah,
you
should be a rewind.
Remaster the remastering episode.
You heard it here first. We'll steal the MTV news thing.
And I've said this to Hip Hop Gamer, you know, both on this show and on Twitter. Like, if this is real, I'll give you the props first because you were the first guy to talk about it. Maybe it's not going to come out to the way he said it because I think he said game discs were involved. I don't think they're going to do that, but he was the first guy talking about this. So you got to at least bring him up in the conversation. That's all I'm saying. At least bring him up in the conversation, but people aren't going to do that, you know, because again, you know, like we've said this many times, and we'd love Hip Hop Gamer, you know, Gerard, we'd love this guy, right? But we've always said his persona is kind of a double-edged sword. It's what's helped him get to where he is, but it's also kind of holding him back in some respects, you know. But again, if the dude talked about it, you got to at least mention him. But a lot of publications ain't doing that.
Yep. They looked at it as a reason to goof on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they were putting him out there, which is disappointing to me. It's like, it's because they don't take him seriously. They put him out like a joke.
Yeah.
Wait, what was he right about?
The remastering engine
that it was actually happening,
or not the remastering engine, but about, you know, PS5 getting old classic games and stuff.
Yeah, the one thing that wasn't on there was
they were going to bring in all of them like a service every day. Yeah, that's what happened.
He was just wrong about the disc part of it.
The disc part and the PS3 part.
Yeah,
but that was, I mean, that I felt like that was just set in stone when Game Pass was a thing. When Microsoft started doing all of their backwards compatibility stuff, Sony was bound to just follow because that was
not that, really. Remember what Jim Ryan said? He goes, "Nobody wants to play these old games."
I'll take a page from Chris. Never trust anything Jim Ryan says.
That's right. There you go.
Him and Kimoshima, and every time Michael he says Jackson. Something, I sometimes think the opposite because this dude is literally lies off his ass. So the whole thing with backwards compatibility, I mean, he lied about the service, and not, when they get desperate enough, they'll put those first party games on the PS Plus. I'll guarantee that. Not reporting on it. I'm not confirming it.
Hmm.
But you know, this whole thing with and games are bound to look better. Why? Because the system has better specs. So obviously PS1 games are gonna get a resolution bump. Anti-aliasing.
I don't know. If you see the way a lot of these games get emulated,
it gets done on PC. That's how PC gaming works.
But they never look good. And I got a shitload of emulators with people working on them. It depends on the game. Yeah, it definitely depends on. So if they put money into it to actually care about making it better, but if they don't, like, we're just going to achieve.
I think this hasn't really been fully confirmed, but I think that what'll happen is, like, just get a nice resolution bump. They'll probably run, you know, some, you know, texture filtering on it. Pretty much what happened on PlayStation 3, right? Remember when you could smooth out the textures? Maybe they'll use maybe they have some sort of AI upscaling dealy that's running in the background, to do some of the texture fixing. Who knows? But go ahead.
And I mean, we've seen that forever, not only in PC gaming but in emulation. Emulation's been doing this for fucking decades now. So every time something, it's like, oh, we're an old thing is coming into a brand new system that's light years ahead of it, where the system originally came out. You better as hell expect it to be enhanced because it's not going to look the same when it came out on the PlayStation 1.
And then do that shit with their N64 game, all that shit.
They were quote unquote enhanced. They just look like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Blurry ass games.
Oh, trust me, believe me, they did advertise them as enhanced games.
Oh yes.
Not to get controversial here, but
oh man, but no, we'll have Hip Hop Gamer on soon, man. Believe that. Mob Hits. Now, has Mob Hits been in the chat? Let me know, man.
Well, we haven't been hit with the bits.
Yeah, we haven't been hit with the bits. No, you're right. Yeah, he'd be making it rain, so he's not in there right now. You know, Mob Hits, first question. What are your thoughts on EA considering being acquired? Should companies stay away from giving EA's reputation? So apparently, I haven't read too much into this. EA is looking to be acquired. Have you guys looked into this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. No, by the way, this isn't a rumor. Like, it's an actual story. I just haven't read as much into it as I could have. But something about EA looking to be acquired. And what's it? I think they were trying to be acquired by, like, a sports entity of some kind. You know, it was really fucking weird. I tweeted about it, like, what the fuck, really?
What if it's just one of those situations where they were asked, like, would you ever see the company be sold?
Yeah, it's a, so this is from Kotaku. It says EA is looking to sell or merge. Very interesting.
Everybody's got a price. So.
Yeah, but again, the please in the chat tell me it was they were trying to what was it the ESPN or something along those lines. I was like, wait, what?
You know? That's Disney.
Wouldn't it be Disney? Yeah. Okay. Oh. So there you go. Call of Us. Yeah, it's Disney.
Yeah. So the story is definitely real. You know, they are looking to see, they're seeking to a sale or a merger, you know, so that is happening.
You see, so let's say someone, right? They're looking, it's like, hey, somebody, anybody come out?
NBC Universal. That's what it was. NBC Universal.
So if let's say Microsoft or some other big company, like, are people going to pitch and say, oh, look, they're gobbling up all the other ones. Like, put that sale sign up in front of their lawn. What do you want me to do?
That's what Activision did too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, do you ignore that? And it's like, well, why are you doing this? Why is he selling? Well, come on now.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
I do know, and you know, for those who've been paying attention to the market, a lot of these deals, the Twitter one, the Activision one, all of these deals have been going at a high premium. So meaning that a lot of the shares that are getting sold, or the shares of the company that are being sold, are getting sold at a much higher rate.
Oh yeah,
that. You know, and usually when companies buy other companies that are public, they pay sort of, oh, like, we're paying a premium rate to where we expect the price of the share is going to be in the future. That's what Microsoft did with Activision. And right now, one of the things that's going on is we're pretty much heading into a recession, and everything is going down. You know, the QQQ is down 30% since year to date. Stocks are tanking, crypto's tanking, everything's is tanking at the moment. So don't be surprised if the motivation for EA is to say, I wonder which company would pay premium price for our shares and we'll make fucking bank during a fucking recession.
Yeah, get out of it.
Yeah, I want to read this real quick. In recent years, as media companies have taken greater interest in the rapidly growing gaming industry, Wilson and Electronic Arts have held talks with a number of different potential suitors, including Disney, Apple, and Amazon. Sources with knowledge of those talks told me. That's Dylan Bayers from Puck. That's where this originally came from. Several sources familiar with these talks say EA has been persistent in pursuing a sale and has only grown more emboldened in the wake of the Microsoft Activision deal. Others say that EA is primarily interested in a merger arrangement that would allow Wilson to remain as chief executive of the combined company. Interesting. I guess Wilson is the guy who owns EA. I don't know what his fucking name is.
He's the ball from Outkast, one with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Outkast. The fucking group and shit.
Castaway. Outkast.
Think about Outkast. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spencer.
Andrew Wilson. That's his name. Andrew Wilson. All right. Very interesting. So we'll see. And more mergers, more acquisitions. Everybody's up for sale. Yeah, but like
everything is consolidating. Yeah. It's not a good thing.
It's not at all. Yeah. Like you said, man, there's going to be a future where it's like five game companies, you know?
That's so good, man.
We have it like that with phone companies, cable companies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that sucks too.
It does.
But this is how it works.
Sucks, man. All right. We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. Moving on here. Mob hits another one. All right. Potentially controversial.
Controversial statements ahead.
No. Controversial question. All right. Should mainstream media news be held responsible for game studios getting blowback after mass shootings? The mainstream media's scapegoat tactics smear the games industry.
To be honest, it always happens, and it's unfortunate. It's what happened with rock and roll music. It happened with rap music. It's always the new media that gets blamed for the dissension.
Yeah, but
the local politician that bitched about it? The latest shooting was like, oh, it's freaking
gay. Yeah, you want to know why? It's because he doesn't the politician doesn't want to name what the real fucking problem is.
Yeah, man.
Because the minute that he does, a certain industry will come down on him. So, because there's no lobbyists in the game industry paying, giving these idiots fucking backdoor deals. We want to talk about people who's getting paid, getting stipends. You know, That's why. So it's, the easy scape. What last time there was a big shooting in the United States? What did the former president blame? Wasn't what was a part of the actual crime. It was the video games that were the problem. And then he launched an investigation into video games. It's the same fucking shit.
it's all a means to not take accountability. Exactly. Whether and it's not even politics. It's like if you believe one thing is the cause for this or the other reason. There's two big things that one side or the other mention about why these things happen. But using video games as a scapegoat is a means to not take a side on either way, to not get any blowback, exactly. and mess with something that this person thinks is like, oh, you know, my career is not going to be in danger for me coming after video games, so I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, if he goes after the other thing, you know, there's going to be a lobbyist, there's going to be a certain association, there's going to be companies that are all coming after him because of this. Even people. Now, if you say video games, oh no, that's just some bullshit entertainment. Then you know that always gets blamed. And then what happens after that? Then they start, you know, they start getting sensitive. And then what we have is this, you know, what happened, you know, during the 90s, where nobody wanted to really go into this sort of stuff. So it had to just, oh, they're poisoning the mind of the children. Gaming is a fucking adult industry. Fucking kids can't buy a fucking Nintendo game.
Maybe you
motherfuckers need to. If you have such a big issue about kids getting their hands on fucking violent video games, maybe you need to stop buying fucking Grand Theft Auto for your 9-year-old.
How about that? You know, but the question I think is kind of interesting. Like, should we blame the mainstream media when game companies get blowback?
Should we blame the mainstream media? Yeah, we should blame the mainstream.
I think so. Yeah,
because,
I think so.
Because they perpetuate that silly narrative. Because they don't understand any of it either, and they don't get anybody on there who knows a damn bit about it to even talk about it. And if they do, it's usually they talk over them to tell them, you know, to essentially make a mockery of that person.
I think it's a trickle down. It's like whoever reports. If the politician says, "Hey, this is related to gaming," it's like, okay. And then the media says, "Hey, gaming. So let's investigate that. Is it related to gaming? What did he play? What did he listen to? Fucking Ozzy. Ozzy did it. That's right. He played the records backwards. It was always." And it just keeps going and going. And then eventually they get bored of it. It's like, all right, are we done blaming everybody else? Yeah.
Yeah, and then when it blows over, you know, we're back in the same situation where nothing gets done.
Yeah. And then when it's an adult that does it, then what? I was like, oh well.
Yeah, there was nothing they could blame about that guy who shut up that
in Las Vegas.
The guy is a total fucking mystery. They couldn't blame a damn thing. They go, oh, well, you know, he didn't do this, or, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He was a real estate
nothing.
Guy.
Nothing about that guy. He was a total blank fucking slate. And there's not even a motive that was even, same thing with the guy in Philly in New York City. You know, there is nothing, they don't say anything why that guy did any of that stuff. He just got arrested. He had a U-Haul filled with rifles and guns. No motive, no nothing. What was there to blame? What could you blame?
Yeah, there was no easy scapegoat in that case.
There was no easy scapegoat in that situation. And the sad thing is that shit also got apparently wiped under the rug for, you know, because they couldn't. There was no fucking story about that they could jump onto.
Well, these things happen way too often where they're only one, maybe 2-day storyline. Then we just move on because it's getting normalized.
Exactly.
I think it's already.
It is.
I remember this, and this is sadly years ago, right? Where I thought that I was like, damn, it's gotten to a point where school shootings happen. And you're just like, it's Tuesday. Like, that's fucked
remember
up.
Remember, Columbine has been embarked in our fucking brains for our entire lives. And these days, we can't even, like, they just fucking happen all the fucking time. So, you know, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, Columbine happens every other week now, it seems, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Columbine, yeah, like, Columbine was a big thing. Like, I mean, come on, that was, like late 90s.
They were blaming, they blame heavy metal for that you know?
They were blaming heavy metal and video games for that one.
Yeah, and the Matrix, and the Matrix, and the Matrix.
And comics. It was comics. Yeah. Subliminal messages and comics.
I remember I was going to school then, you know, high school. I was like, because I was always wearing black, right? I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, they're going to start blaming me or something.
I blamed you. I started getting
you did, you know?
Adam got some shit that happened at that time too when
Adam's stories.
Adam's stories. Yeah.
My mom held me this shirt, so it is a quick one. So it was my senior year, and you know, we had this, I don't know if it was like that in other states on Halloween, not allowed to, you can't wear an outfit, you don't have to come in, whatever. Just, so me and a buddy of mine that lived in the neighborhood, and he 10th grade, a little younger, but I knew him from the neighborhood, and he would always walk to school together, and he saw that I was on my feet. My mom held this shirt, it's a circle, he showed like all these little right, and he was like, oh, I want to do that shit too. Like, okay, right? So, and you always say, oh wait, Ray, well, his name was actually Ray, it was Raymond.
Yeah,
right? So then I was
like, and you remember Ray.
He was
cool guy. So anyway, right, I think he does real estate now. It worked out for him. But anyway, so we go to the school. I knew how to get in without going to the detectors because they would instantly turn me away. So got in, and well, lollipop. I told my teacher, if I make it in to class, can I have some kind of bonus? My Italian teacher, one other teacher, gave me 10% boost if you can actually make it in and sit in class, not just like sit in class. And security was tight, and I did two of those classes. So anyway, once the bell rang and I was leaving, and my buddy, we met up in the stairwell. Security guard sees us. He was like, all right, you guys got to go. We're like, all right, fine, whatever. And so then we're going down the stairwell. We thought we were leaving, and he says, no, I'm bringing the dean's office.
And
I knew this guy, and he knew me, but he couldn't recognize me. I mean, I wasn't wearing a wig or anything, but he couldn't recognize the face paint and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to the dean's office. So I hit his arm off my shoulder, and I took off. And I look, and I see Ray running right behind me. So we start running. We make it to an exit. We leave. We get out of the school. We think we made it out. Home free, right? So I forgot where we were walking. We're walking somewhere, but this is no cell phone. So I get a page from my mom. So I call her. What's going on? She's like, what did you do? What did you and Ray do? Right? They wanted to kick you out of school. They wanted to, I'm like, wait, what happened? They said you assaulted a security guard. And I'm like, how do they even know it's me? The guy didn't even, is Ray dropped his badge. You know, you have a school ID.
Yeah.
He dropped it.
And
he was saying, and everybody was like, oh, well, he walks to school and they walk over. So that gotta be. So now it's like we have to meet with the principal and the dean, all the stuff. So next day comes, we go over there, sit down, and it's also the guidance counselors there, the principal, and the whole thing. They're like, whoa, what were your intentions? And I was like, no intentions. I told you, I brought them a lot, but I didn't do any, you know, our policies. Now they said, you satanic thing written on your shirt. That's satanic, it's an inner circle. But what does that mean? It means absolutely nothing. I mean, now it means wrestling because Chris Jericho started a group.
Yeah, he took it.
There was nothing.
I said, you should still.
And I was like, well, we need more proof. We see that you don't have the issues with this and on the socket, right? So what's the end? And then they asked my mother, like, I helped them make the shirt. They're like, well, maybe I always remember, maybe the problem is, and she was like, problem? She's like, what problem? She's like, he didn't bring a gun, he didn't assault anybody. He actually went and sat in the class. The problem, like, long story short, I had to, for the remainder, that was October, and the remainder, I had to Friday a counselor and the camera. And
oh, shit.
And just talk to me my life, and as long as I agree to that, and Michelle, my son,
I remember that going to visit you on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
and you came out late.
So the moral of the story is, there's tapes of Adam somewhere.
And I exaggerated. Like, problems at home? Of course, my mom beats me. I live in a closet. No, I didn't go in. I didn't say any of this. I was like, no, there's only candle.
I don't know. Adam, so what's going on with your life? I don't know, you know, but one day I was trying to figure out how to get this emulation on my Game Boy Color.
Well, this is pre-emulation, buddy.
Yeah, this is early.
We didn't even have a computer then.
I had my first year of college, I think.
Yep.
And that guidance counselor was the OG person who said, Adam Stories.
Right, she was the first one. She's got all the tapes. I can't remember, but yeah, that I always.
That's
so
wild.
I don't know if that's a thing. And you guys, anybody else, Carlos, you're in Texas. Did they have a policy for Halloween? You can't get dressed up. Is that a thing?
It depends on. No, we could get dressed up.
It's only. I'm sure it was only a New York thing, man.
Yeah, I think so.
They were over in NYC. They're always overly sensitive. I mean, dude, you went to a school that had fucking metal detectors in front of it.
Yeah, we had.
I did. Yeah, I went to high school with metal detectors.
Neither of my schools had that shit. The art, you know, art school I went to, and the other, you know, elementary or the junior high, none of those had any of them.
I went to my classes. I had a famous person, Stephon Marbury. He made it.
Stephon Marbury.
Yeah. Wait, you went to school with Stephon Marbury?
Yeah, he did.
Adam stories.
He was in my English class and my creative writing class.
Oh, man.
Stephon
Warrior. You know. Oh, shit. And also, one of his teachers was a UFC fighter, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The science teacher. He fought in the early UFCs.
You forgot about that.
He fought Royce Gracie and shit.
Stephon Marbury is probably like one of the most famous basketball players to ever come on New York.
Oh, he's got a statue out in China, a bronze statue over, was it Singapore or something?
He went to China. Yeah, he went to China,
and he killed it over there.
He was the first one to go to China to play, and he became uber famous over there.
No more YouTube videos of him crying, eating peanut butter.
All right. By the way, this is what we are treated with every day after the show.
That is a normal time.
Adam, Logic Wins is asking, who was your teacher? What was the teacher's name? He said Rich Franklin.
No, not Rich Franklin. He was also a teacher, but not him.
It wasn't Dan Severn, was it?
Dan Severn was a science teacher.
I'll tell you how he finished. Goodright. Goodright, I think his name was Goodright. He pinned his arm down against the side of cage. It was in the early, like, 10. Damn, what was it? Zapatelli? I want to see Zapatelli. I'm not sure. It's an Italian name, though. And dude was jacked. He was huge. He was massive. And he was my biology.
Oh, shit.
And this is before UFC blew up and all that. Sure enough, I'm watching a pay-per-view and I see the hell. And then he was out for a game in. Yeah, he lost, but he put up a hell of a fight. We were like, yo, you could have won this. Respect.
Yeah. All right. That was good. Let's move on here. Toon Medic, Michael Santiago. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Michael?
All right. His question is, what's up, Throwdown? My question for tonight is, are release dates good or bad for video game development? If a game has a release date, this is essentially a deadline for the game to get done. Yeah, it needs to happen. You have to have a release date. Otherwise, they're just up in the air, you know?
Yeah, there has to be some sort of endpoint that you have to shoot for. The only thing about it is that, like, a lot of times you notice that people, you know, whether that be, you know, a global pandemic or other, you know, factors, you know, maybe they need a little bit more time. Maybe they're also, you know, their idea is a little bit too ambitious for what the time that they're looking for. It's a lot of different factors. But yeah, you have to sort of have
I don't know. I think Star Citizen would disagree with you.
Well, I mean, to be honest, that part of their business model is keeping the game in limbo and and getting more money out of the people. Yeah, that they have a totally different business model than, you know, let's say those guys. But let's hope that that other companies don't use that same business model, essentially keeping the game in perpetual beta. collecting checks.
Yeah, a certain effort. Just because a game has a release date doesn't mean they're going to make it. Obviously, Starfield did not make that release date, but you need to have an actual kind of endpoint. Otherwise, the game could be, Star Citizen, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's not exclusive to video games. I mean, all of us that work, you know, we all have deadlines.
Exactly.
We all have a target date. Mm-hmm. They can get pushed back, but, you know, we do need a baseline of when things need to be done.
The one thing is that the higher ups really also need to listen to the people underneath when they say certain things like, no, that's not enough time, because usually they have a better, the people who are actually working on these things have a lot better of a idea as to what's going on than the actual higher ups do. And you see time and time again, you know, they have to throw up these release, you know, these things. And I'm sure it's them saying, like, you know, like Cyberpunk. I'm sure the guys, you know, making Cyberpunk said, yo, we cannot make this shit happen. You know, make all of these versions of this game happen on that same date. Something's got to give, you know.
The higher ups said, no, get it out.
No, we need to hit it this day, you know, like, so I feel like And usually it's a lot more in advance when they come down and say these. But again, you know, it has to be the higher ups looking at the, you know, having the trust in the people that make these games to say, listen, you know what, maybe we need to give this one another year. And, you know, if you think about it, that's pretty much what happened to every single game that was supposed to release this year, wasn't it, right? Every single one of these guys went out there and maybe they learned from that Cyberpunk situation where they, you know, they're like, maybe when the devs come up and say, hey, listen, you're asking for a lot here. We need more time. All right, push it to next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't want the press.
No, you don't. All right, moving on here. Oh, sponsored question.
Who sponsored it?
Mr. Romudeth, very generous fella. A fellow who's catching a lot of heat on Twitter, apparently. Oh. he is sponsoring an extra question from One Subset. What happened to Scorn? Good question. I don't know. Scorn was that HR Giger game for Xbox.
Oh, yeah. That thing looked interesting. I mean, that thing was gross looking, but yeah. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, it was a game that was being developed by an independent team, so... Mm-hmm. You know.
I don't know. We honestly can't answer that question, so...
Wasn't that shown at E3? Or
it,
like
was, yeah. It was, yeah.
They showed two gameplay trailers for, mm-hmm. like, two different E3s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know which one. Okay, I just searched it. Yeah, I know which one.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to this.
I just checked Wikipedia and slated for release of October this year.
Interesting. Oh, okay. All right. There's your update. This
will probably mean that we're going to get another trailer during the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, during the showcase. Yeah.
Or a delay.
Yeah, or, you know. All right. Yeah, Romudeth is paid off, man. Oh, man. There's another question here, but a sponsor question for Mahith, but we answered it before. What's an arcade cabinet you want, or two of them? But we've answered that before. Adam already has his behind him, you know?
Yeah.
So we've answered that in the past. So we'll move on here. This next one is Marquis X. I don't know if that's a Marquise. New name or not. Marquis, because I think it might be Big Daddy Marcus. Right? Maybe it's him.
Nope.
Anyway, this question might be controversial as fuck.
Uh-oh.
What is a gamer? Is it someone who plays games or talks about them? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know what? I'm going to say it's a game of people that actually play games.
Yeah, it's an enthusiast. That's the way I see it. Like, if you're really into it, and it's something just like people are into cars, it's like, are you a driver?
I'm going to give the answer I've always given. A gamer is not just someone that plays games. It's also someone that is actively involved in the culture of gaming, right? Enthusiast. Like, looking into the news, getting together with others. You know what I'm saying? Like, because by this metric, even though, here's the thing. Obviously, you can be a gamer if you just play games, fine. But by that metric, my mom is a gamer. She's probably more of a gamer than me. She plays Angry Birds all fucking day, you know? But I think if you want to be, like, really gamer, you got to be in that culture. You got to be immersed in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
molded by it.
Like, if you're on a gaming podcast, you could probably call yourself a gamer. You know what I'm saying?
I think there can be a distinction between a gamer and someone who's in the game. Who's, you know, entrenched into the gaming community or a video game enthusiast.
Yeah, there can be like there could be guys who are just not even paying attention to the community, just playing a bunch of games. That's a gamer, obviously. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, my personal opinion, you got to take it a little bit further, you know.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call someone who only follows video games a gamer, but I would include them into the community. Because they are, you know, they're pivotal to sort of the whole overarching narrative of what constitutes gaming. Yeah.
And I'm just going to say that I know what this question's about. Over that whole controversy that happened last week with the Xbox ambassador. I'm not going to say her name, but it's over that. See, I would consider her an Xbox fan. That's what I would consider her, you know, because she's really about Xbox. She doesn't play a lot of Xbox games or whatever, but she's really about the community and stuff, you know.
Maybe it's just her job, and like, listen, we need you to just cover this shit.
No, she just likes Xbox. That's not her J job. She just likes Xbox, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, you know. All right, moving on here. Next question, also from Marcus. We used to play the same old games for months back in the day. Now it doesn't seem that way. What changed?
They're everywhere.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're, yeah, they're, there you go. They're everywhere now. Back in the day, you only had like 10 games coming out a year or something, you know? Like, you had to just, and obviously if you were poor, you had that one
game. Yeah, that's the biggest one for us. We were broke.
We're poor. But think about it now. Even if you're poor now, $15, Game Pass, you're good to go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got options. Yeah, you didn't have that before.
And that's why, you know, that's why Game Pass is a pretty good deal, you know, for people that can't, you know, you could be a, you know, a 13-year-old that, you know, obviously probably doesn't have a job yet, you know, whose parents are, you know, going through tough times. And, you know, if you can manage to get $15 a month, it's a godsend for someone that is into video games that has the option to play all these video games.
Carlos, I'm taking it a step further. Get an Xbox Series S, right? $300, Xbox Game Pass, and you get to play these games if you could afford it on like your phone. Everybody has a phone now, like Blizzard's. Everybody has a phone. Come on, So that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to tell people. Like, even though Game Pass is not for me, I can look at it objectively and go, this is a great fucking service, you know, which it is. I think that's what it is now. We have so much choice now that maybe we are a little bit more scatterbrained when it comes to games because there's just so much, you know. It's not like it was before. Before we had to play the fuck out of that game, and that's it, because that's all we got that year. You know,
you were lucky if Blockbuster had another one. You
had to play it, you know. All right, by the way, that was the kind of last. Official question, but we got another one in here by some guy. Who is this? Eurocar? Who is this, man?
I wonder if he's the home.
I wonder if he's getting attacked on Twitter. He goes, What's up, Throwdown crew? Hello, Mr. Eurocar. I was thinking of what gaming thing to do next, and I thought it would be cool for the Throwdown crew to decide my next gaming venture. Fate is in our hand, or what is it? His fate is in our hands, you know? Very interesting. Which one of these should I do first? Get the Platinum in Horizon Forbidden West, beat Cyberpunk, Deathloop, or Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I have another option, Carlos. Considering this certain person Platinum Elden Ring, but yet hasn't beat Demon's Souls. How about that?
That's my vote. Beat Demon's Souls.
Yeah, Just gotta beat it.
Manny, that's yours too? Beat Demon's Souls?
Go for Demon's Souls. I was going to say Guardians of the Galaxy, but...
No. And the thing says the majority vote getter wins out, so that's three already, man.
He's like, but your car is going to be like, that wasn't one of the options I gave.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll talk with him, I'll make sure to confirm if this is eligible.
Yeah. And then after that, we get the Platinum of Horizon. You're almost there. Or he's almost there. Excuse me. Almost let it slip. Whoa. We disclosed. That's it. We got found out, man. Getting paid by Microsoft for this shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. All right. That was a good show. Good, very good show. Let us plug some things. Manny, do you have anything?
Sorry. Just joining at that point. Yes, I do. I have Godzilla versus Power Rangers right now. Right now, which you can go on to IDW site and get my specific special cover, which is very limited. And that's coming up real soon, actually coming up this month. So, yes, hope you all pick it up, and I hope you guys enjoy that stuff, because I feel like it seems like it's a long time coming. Power Rangers versus Godzilla. That's like, how did it not happen?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It should have happened decades ago, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, granted, Godzilla versus Gamera should have happened decades ago.
Yeah, that's
too,
what, yeah, why hasn't that happened?
That's right, yeah.
Come on now.
That has never happened. Well, so,
I'm happy there are some positive Power Rangers news.
Yeah. My boy Tommy, the other Tommy, not me, you know, the other Tommy.
What happened to Tommy?
We'll talk about it off air.
The White Ranger got Tommy?
No, not Tommy. Jason, right? That was his name?
Oh, Jason.
The red one. Ranger. Ooh, my man's in trouble. Jason. All right.
that's what's going on in the streets.
You know? GZDR, what are you talking about? What's happening on Austin Street? What happened?
I guess maybe that's his real name.
Oh, yeah. Austin St. John.
He said Austin St. Jean. All right. John. Adam, you have anything to plug?
not really. I mean, we got IMD. There was no episode for Fear the Walking Dead. It didn't come out. Don't know what's up with that. I don't think it'll break, but it didn't drop. Something happened. We'll see. But yeah, if you're still in Walking Dead and wanting all that, we got that. I am on Spotify, iTunes, Coalition. So that's it.
Nice. And may as well, Carlos, do you and Chris have anything to plug?
Yeah, if you want to get me and Chris's thoughts along with Dana Abercrombie's, Gary Swabey's, and Richard Bailey Jr.'s thoughts on Doctor Strange and the Multitude or the Multiverse of Madness.
The Multitude. Like
yeah, the Multitude of Madness. that's a Freudian slip. Make sure to check out thecoalition.com and The Coalition on YouTube. Just search for Doctor Strange and you'll be able to find it. And yeah, we went over the movie that came out, you know, fairly recently, the latest installment of Phase 4, MCU, all things Marvel. We definitely had our thoughts, you know, some more positive than others, but
I have a question. I got a question about that. Do you have to have seen the first one to know what's going on, the first Doctor Strange?
No.
Not really. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Or any of the other movies? Like, is there something like, you need to see Black Panther to really understand?
Well,
I'll tell you what's weird. What would have helped, and they shouldn't have done this, is if you watched WandaVision.
Yeah,
that was my problem.
Yeah, that's my issue with it too.
That's probably the thing that you need to watch the most is WandaVision.
I watched it.
Yeah. All right, I think we're done here, man. So make sure you follow through it on Twitch and Twitter. Join a Discord where it is always popping, and where we're always getting new members. Always appreciate that. You know, Throwdown. Hey, you already know. Throwdown's on every podcast app you could think of. Throwdown Show. Two words, Throwdown Show, throwdownshow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. They are usually up on Fridays and Mondays at 10:45 p.m. Eastern, all over the internet. Links to everything down below. once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight... Yeah, Tony Polanco, by the way. Tony, that shit right, motherfuckers. You're going to talk shit about me in your videos. At least I got my name right. Anyway, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Deuces.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Monjoma.
Yes, I do agree. The CG for Gamora is better than She-Hulk.
All right, people, we'll see you on Thursday. Peace out.
I love you, She-Hulk.